Welcome to the Know-It-All Podcast. Today we are going to be interviewing someone who lived in the Russian sphere of influence. His name is Lingling III. How are you doing today, Lingling?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
It's a pleasure seeing you in person. How was life in the sphere of influence?
It was tough at times, but every once in a blue moon, it was fun.
What were some of the things you guys did in your free time?
Every once in a while, we would play hacky sack or sometimes play table tennis.
That sounds fun. Did you play with yourself or other people?
I played hacky sack in a large group and played ping pong with just two people. You're able to play it by yourself. I just choose not to.
Oh, that sounds fun. So let me start off by asking you just a few questions. Would you mind correcting me if I'm wrong? So the sphere of influence started in 1885 and ended in 1995, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. What were some of the causes of the sphere of influence?
There are a lot of reasons, but I'll only say a few. One of them is we, or China, had a lot of resources that the Europeans wanted. And another one is that we have a lot of people that can work hard.
Okay, that makes sense. How did it impact the future of China?
It impacted the future because it caused a civil war, and you know how that ended. Another reason is the communists took over.
Oh, gotcha. It impacted the government by opening the door for communists?
Yes, that's correct.
What were some controversial events that happened because of this? What are some facts that the listeners should know about the sphere of influence?
The Europeans wanted to establish in China, and China didn't want it. Since the Europeans caused the sphere of influence, the European countries gained resources and China was not happy about their loss. China divided and there were many rules.